Hey, it's Molly Cash. I'm here to teach you how to like something on purpose. I can do this because I secretly like dogs now. And this is a big deal because I have never been a dog person, ever. When I was a kid, I was afraid of them. There weren't really dogs in my life except for like neighbor's dogs that would bark at us viciously as we were walking to the bus stop. I remember my sister saying, "Don't make eye contact or it will kill you," or whatever. I don't know what she told me, but it was terrifying. And I kind of learned to be afraid of them. I think I was also just instinctively afraid of them. And everything else I knew about dogs was that they were just like annoying. They would come sniff me. They would like poop everywhere. You know, I didn't understand like what value they added. And before you come after me, I do understand some of that now. So don't worry, I've learned, I've seen the light, okay? But all I knew as a kid was the parts that were scary or annoying or like a pain in the butt. And it should also be said that I'm somewhat of a germaphobe, and so like the idea that they, you know, lick themselves to clean and they're just out in the dirt all the time and then they want to like lick you and you, who knows what's in their fur and everything, like that just kind of freaked me out a little bit too. And those things are all valid. They are valid concerns about dogs. But what I was not ever aware of was all the amazing, wonderful things about dogs that I have since become more familiar with as I am married to somebody who loves dogs like so much. And while we don't have one in our family, we do have friends and family members who have dogs that we interact with pretty often. And so we have dogs in our lives. So I've been able to observe what's awesome about dogs. And also I hear from my husband and some of my kids, you know, why dogs are so great and why I need to get them one immediately. So my brief history is terrified of dogs as a kid, annoyed with them growing up, and then as an adult, you know, not so scared, but still sometimes intimidated, and overall just uncomfortable around dogs. Because I didn't really have any in my life when I was a kid, I never really learned how to interact with them. I mostly just avoided dogs, so I brought that into adulthood with me, where I was still just uncomfortable. Now, I am in the business of thoughts, of examining thoughts, of changing thoughts, of creating new thoughts and beliefs. And I know that it is completely doable to like things on purpose. And I started to wonder, maybe 2 years ago, if I could learn to like dogs and learn to be comfortable around dogs and know what to do with them, how to interact with them. This doesn't mean I'm going to get a dog. I want to be perfectly clear about that. And please do not tell my kids any of this, okay? But as a life coach, I've learned that discomfort is something to lean into. It's something to even seek out because that's where all the learning and growth is. So I thought it would be kind of a fun experiment to just see if I could take something I've always been so uncomfortable with and turn that around. Through this little experiment, I've come up with a 3-step process of learning to like something on purpose. The first step is curiosity. And that is just naturally what happened first for me when I was like, I wonder if I could like dogs. I was just curious. And obviously, there are so many people who love dogs. So I figured there's got to be something to it. There's got to be something to love. And so I just started looking for that. And not like with a notebook and pen. I just started to kind of notice, paying attention a little bit more because I was curious about this. And I started to see how dogs would interact with kids and how cute they were. I started noticing things like social media posts where there's a small child who's so attached to their dog and, you know, they take a nap resting on them or they just follow them around all day. And the idea of a child having this lovable little companion with them all the time, it just warmed my heart. I also started noticing things like how smart dogs are. And again, on social media, that's where a lot of this has taken place. I notice how they can like keep these routines that are very reliable and they are smart. You know, I've seen videos of like, oh, I haven't seen this dog for 10 years and he just knows me. And that stuff is amazing. That's incredible how dogs can know people like that. So there's a lot more, but to keep this brief, I just noticed a lot of things that are to like about dogs that I'd just never seen before because I wasn't open and curious. So that was that first step, being curious, just exploring, no pressure. It wasn't like I must love dogs by next Friday. It was just, I'm curious. I'm interested. I'm going to see what's there, see what I can find. And I found a lot. So after a while of being curious and kind of gathering evidence for how cool dogs are, the next step is about focus and choosing what to focus on. Now, I've always heard people who will just absolutely gush about their dogs. And I've always thought, yeah, but like they still poop on the yard, right? And don't they get sick sometimes? And you got to take them to get their shots and you got to deal with other dogs that they want to fight or whatever. And that is true. There are unpleasant things about dogs. But what I came to realize is that those people are not focusing on the unpleasant parts of it. They are focusing on how their dog is always there for them, or how they're protective or playful or whatever it is they love about that dog. That's where their focus is. And yeah, they deal with the poop. And you know what? The exact same thing could be said about human children, which I have 5 of. And I've been known to gush about them. And yeah, there are definitely some unpleasant things about having children too. But if I focused solely on that, we'd have big problems. So just like I put up with the crappy things about having kids because I love my kids so much and I want them in my life no matter what, no matter how hard it is, the same thing is true for somebody who loves their dog. And it's just a matter of where your focus is. And when it comes to your focus, you have a choice. Which brings me to step number 3, which is less of a step and more something to keep in mind, that you get to choose how this thing fits into your life. I've decided that I'd rather focus on what's awesome about dogs than on what's not awesome. But I still don't want to have a dog. At least for now, I'm just not willing to do the things that would require of me. Maybe someday, and like I can't even believe I'm saying that. If you have known me for a long time, you know how insane it is that I'm saying maybe someday. But at least not right now. And that's totally fine. I could love and appreciate dogs and still not want to have one. The same thing is true of children, right? Plenty of people can adore children and still choose not to be parents. You always have a choice of what level you're going to interact with whatever thing you are deciding to like on purpose. So that doesn't have to detract from your ability to like thinking you're going to be forced into something you don't want to do, something you're not ready for. Liking something or enjoying something doesn't dictate what you have to do. What it does do is make whatever interactions you do have there more positive, more fun, more enjoyable. And of course, if you so choose, you can add more of it into your life. Maybe you want to learn how to like vegetables, because you know the good things they'll do for your body. And you already have some interactions with vegetables, and they're probably not very enjoyable. Well, if you get curious and explore what there is to like about vegetables, and then choose what part you want to focus on, you can enjoy so much more the vegetables that are already in your life. And if you want to increase that, you can do that too, which will be a much more pleasant experience than trying to force them down your throat even though you hate them. I recommend trying out this process on something in your life, and maybe you don't even have anything that you have a good reason to try to like. But even then, I recommend trying this because there are 2 benefits that I've noticed throughout this process. The first one is with all this curiosity that you're fostering, it makes you better at seeing other people's point of view. All the time I've spent wondering, what do these dog lovers see in dogs that I'm not seeing? That helps me to get out of my assumptions, my habits, and see what might be going on in other people's minds. That's a great skill to have if you want to get along well with people, if you want to be able to talk about things you disagree with while still being respectful. The ability to see other points of view is so valuable just for being a human. Try as we might, we can't totally avoid other humans in this life. And so that is a skill that will always serve you well. The second benefit is the added awareness that comes with choosing your focus. We live out our thoughts whether we are aware of it or not, whether we notice them or not. But the act of choosing your focus in any one subject works that muscle of watching your thoughts and choosing your thoughts. And that will be helpful in every area of your life. It's such an empowering thing to be able to do. And practicing it on something kind of light and silly, like, I wonder if I can like dogs, it carries over into the heavier and scarier and more important and more impactful areas of your life where you might feel powerless. You're building the muscles that will help you in those areas too. So what do you want to try to like? Camping? Budgeting? The TV shows your kids like? It's all possible. It's all up for grabs. Pick something, try it out. You might just surprise yourself, and then you will have these skills that will help you in every area of your life. Thank you so much for being here. Ciao.